All right, so I got a lot of junk, and when I move from church to church, I'm always unpacking. And so I'm finally done. It only took 3 months, and my last box I unpacked had something very sentimental to me. It was my baseball glove that I grew up with, and it's went everywhere with me. I've never been able to get rid of it, and there's a beautiful story behind it. And so, you know, when I was growing up, my dad he worked swing shifts as a coal miner, and so he was gone a lot. And so my grandfather would come over every day, and he was just a great guy who taught me how to play baseball. And every day we'd go down across the street, and we'd play in the field for hours. We'd just throw back and forth. And then when it got super hot during the middle of the day, there was a beautiful tree we'd hang out underneath. We'd sit down, and he would tell stories. He was a great storyteller. He was a liar, but he told some really great stories of wrestling bulls to the ground. And, you know, I didn't know what was true or not. And hence, he lives on in me and my stories that I tell. And it just was beautiful. And as I got older and he got older too, he fell and broke his shoulder. He couldn't throw overhand anymore. And so he would then go and he taught himself how to throw underhand so that he could keep throwing with me as I grew up. And it was beautiful. We just played for hours all summer long. That was my childhood. I'll forever remember. Well, he got real sick. He got dementia. And when I was 18 years old, I was a senior in high school, he died. And it was right when my baseball career in high school was coming to an end. And so at his funeral, I put my baseball that we threw. I put it in the casket. I put it in the casket as they shut the casket. And that day I experienced two deaths. The little death of baseball. I knew my life had come to an end. My career had come to an end with baseball. And I experienced the big death that day, the death of my grandfather, who had been like a father to me. And so, I never really played baseball ever again after that moment, but I can't throw away the glove, you know. And every year I get it out. And every year I oil it up. I oil it up every year for baseball season, even though I don't play anymore. And so it has a lot of sentimental value to me. See, in life there is a lot of death, isn't there? Every one of us experiences little deaths and big deaths. And life is full of death, isn't it? It's kind of an oxymoron, life and death. And it's hard when you and I experience those deaths. And we experience them daily sometimes. You know, when we apply for a job that we worked so hard for and never got it, that's a little death, isn't it? Right? When you work so hard to move up in a company and you never do and somebody else gets it, that's a little death. Right? When you're fighting with your spouse and things aren't going great in your marriage, that's a little death, maybe a big death. When your kids move off and to college and start their families, right? That's a big death. They're away, they moved away. Right? When we start to have aches and pains and we can't do physically all the things we used to do, that's another death, big or small. I'm not here to judge. But you could see how much we have daily deaths in our lives, big and small. How many women can't get pregnant? That's a big death. Or a miscarriage? It's a really big death. You and I are constantly experiencing death in our life. And how do we wrestle with it? Well, people come to me, good holy people come to me, Father, you know, I prayed that my family member would be cured of cancer and the cancer took their life. Where was God? I get this a lot. You know, where was God in all this and this struggle? Because again, there's all this death in our lives, little and small. And I just comfort them and I listen to them. I cry with them and I laugh with them. But we recognize that life is hard. And if you look at the Bible, you know, part of Christianity is nowhere did God say, if you're a good Christian, I'm going to take away all your problems and make life easy. Actually, no, he said just the opposite. He said, if you're going to follow me, you got to deny yourself, take up the cross and follow me. Be a lot of suffering involved. I think that's the fine print nobody read when they all got baptized. You're like, I don't know about this, Father. This whole Christianity thing. And so what is the promise? Well, God never promised to take away our problems or our suffering, but he did say he would walk with us. That he'd be with us forever, always, no matter what. And so we have a God who suffers with us. We have a God who weeps. You know, two times in Scripture, God weeps, and And both times, one is in when he wept at the death of his best friend Lazarus, and when he wept over Jerusalem. See, our God is real. He's emotional, and he gets connected, and so he wept because Mary, Martha, and Lazarus was his best friends. He went over to their house a lot. We hear that they had dinner together, you know, and they grew up he went to Bethany a lot. It was only a couple miles from Jerusalem, so he got to know him well. And so in his humanity, he wept when he saw Lazarus in the tomb, right? He experienced a big death in his life. Even though he's God and he knows that he's going to raise Lazarus from the dead, he still cries. He experienced the death that day, as you and I experience many deaths in our day. And so this beautiful, beautiful scripture from St. John, which is very particular to St. John, is a beautiful story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. This is the last of the seven signs or miracles in John's gospel, and the greatest. No one had ever raised anybody from the dead. So what is Jesus talking about today? Well, he's talking about, we know that there's earthly life and we know that there's eternal life. But there's also such thing as earthly death and also eternal death. And so what Jesus is making a distinction between, and we see Martha and Mary doing the same thing. Yeah, well, duh, Jesus, I know that at the end of time, there's the resurrection, right? There's eternal life. I know that. But right now, I'm experiencing loss. I lost my brother. Earthly death. So there's eternal death and earthly death. And so the promise that Jesus makes to us, and I think this is important because many people get this confused and they leave their faith, is this. I thought God was going to take away all my problems. No, God said, I'm going to save you from eternal death, not earthly death. We're still all going to die, earthly. We're still all going to suffer. You know, one of the things, if you look at the saints, right, they lived holy lives, but they all suffered. You know, little Teresa of Lisieux had tuberculosis, folks. Pope John Paul the Great had Parkinson's. Jesus never promised life was going to be easy. He said he'd never leave our side. And that he was going to save us not from earthly death, but eternal death, which is hell. And so today we see that separation. But guess what? You know, when we're mourning a loss in our lives, when we retire, when we lose our job, when we struggle with our health, we're not ready to hear the message, you're going to suffer, but hey, guess what? Wait till the end of the age. Wait till the end. No, we're not ready to hear that, but we need to hear this message that Jesus came to save us from eternal death. And that's important. So today, what do we do with all these little deaths? Because we got a lot of them in our lives, don't we? We have tons of them. I have them, you have them. Well, one of the beautiful things is that we can unite those to Jesus. What Jesus did on the cross was he united not just all of our sins, but all of our sufferings. And that you are not just a mere spectator in salvation, you're a participant. That at every Holy Mass and at every prayer that you make to God, you can unite your sufferings to that of Jesus on the cross. You ever hear of that? Yeah, that's what your grandmother told you, right? She was right. All right? This understanding that, yeah, what are the little deaths and big deaths in my life, the sufferings I can unite to Christ? And so we as Catholic Christians, we pray the Stations of the Cross. And we see, if you look at every Station of the Cross, a little death or a big death in Jesus' life. Right? What happened on Good Friday was he experienced many deaths in his life, not just physical death. How about the death of rejection? How about the death of betrayal? How about the death of loneliness? How about the death of humiliation, being naked on the cross? You know what happened? Jesus experienced many deaths on Good Friday, not just physical death. And what he shows us is that our God is real and that he walks with us and he knows the deaths that you experience in your life and you don't do it alone. He went through it too. That's awesome. So let us unite our sufferings. Let us unite our little and big deaths every day to Jesus and realize that, yeah, we're looking forward to something greater, not earthly death and earthly life, but eternal life. And saving us from eternal death called hell. And so, do I still have that baseball mitt? Yeah. Is it still hard? I'm 40 years old. He was 18 when I died. It's still hard today. Still hard. 22 years later, still difficult. But every year I oil that mitt up and I get ready for baseball, though I'll never play it again. That's a little death too. But in those little deaths, I'm reminded of the resurrection. And one day I get to see my pap again at the end of the age.